Do you know why your oppositions outside the country have been unsuccessful for 39 years? Because you couldn't find a common denominator. Come under the umbrella of Restart before it's too late. If your goal is to save the people and elevate Iranian culture, come under the umbrella of the million-strong Restart movement. Join Restart and let us begin our attack united. But if your numbers are greater than ours, if your power is greater, welcome to 73, my friend. Welcome to the most dangerous program in 700 years. Welcome to Restart. Welcome to the 73rd episode of Restart. If any opposition or group thinks they must save their country, and if they have ever spoken a word of truth, and if their goal isn't lobbying or preserving the current regime, then there is no reason for them not to join the great army of Restart. This is a very simple and important question. Although you should know that I am very different from those inside Iran. I was a spy for the Iranian people outside the country. And if you think that after all these years I don't know the opposition, that's a joke. And if you think I don't know which oppositions were thrown at the people, that's also a joke. And if you think I don't know which of the oppositions belong to the Islamic Republic itself, that is also a joke. Yes, these are all jokes. I've always said there are two or three relatively good oppositions, one or two good ones, and a few people working alone or in small groups who are good people. In any case, the great umbrella of Restart is here. I am also under this umbrella. If you have a message, a goal, whether you see yourself as a citizen, a leader, or an opposition, you must first show your common denominator, meaning the first thing you must do, that era when people were fooled is over. Restart has arrived. You need to see how many people you have, what your total numbers are, and all this must be clarified. When you see that you have a common denominator, then you sit down and figure out if your denominator's conditions are less or more than others. Then you'll understand. So you must kindly offer your opinion in proportion to the fractional percentage you represent. You can't offer more than that unless there's a message behind it. For example, my Telegram page has a total of 24,000 or maybe 2,500 followers, I think. The most important thing on our Telegram is the downloads, which the Islamic Republic is trying its best to prevent even a single additional download from happening. Yet it has been downloaded millions and millions of times, and Radio Pastor's programs have been downloaded about 100 million times, meaning the Shaskul Plus shows, the Shab Bekher Iran shows, and Restart. And if you add it up, Restart alone has 60 million downloads. 60 million downloads, if you calculate it at $1 each, is $60 million. It's very important. Anyway, if you are truly seeking this movement, Restart is a program that has gathered so many people around it. It's a very large umbrella. Beyond what many can imagine, right now on Trump's page, Trump definitely knows Restart exists. The attack that was just launched on the BBC, on the artists, many others have closed their comments. The officials and the top brass of the regime have closed their comments, meaning when the attack comes, they shut down. Let's put this joke aside. And if we want to build our homeland, we must put our pride aside and come together with understanding and perception. This point I explained, and those 4,000 or 5,000 followers belong to the Islamic Republic itself, which keeps playing games, decreasing and increasing them to say, oh, look, a sentence I said that was important. Did you see how I'm decreasing the followers? Didn't you see? Followers are not important to me at all. What's important to us is downloads. My friend, try to stop the downloads and you'll see your honor and reputation go up in smoke. Try to stop that while among those 4,000 or 5,000 are also members of other oppositions, one or two of whom are trying to force me to include them among these oppositions. Don't make these threats. The good kids are frank and outspoken. If you are with the people, you are in Yemen. You are with the people. If you are against the people, you are in Yemen. You are with me. Even if you are beside the people, you are with me. If you are not with the people, you are in Yemen. You are with me. Memorize these lines. This was a point about the polls I told you about. We've issued the statement. If we were to enter a poll with 10 names in it and we wanted to vote, even if all 20 million people voted for me, When the Restart followers S vote for me among those 10 people, you are proving that you accept the other 9 people as well, whom we don't accept at all. This means a poll with several names is created. You enter and you say, among these, this one is better. This is exactly what the Guardian Council is doing now. It presents 8 presidents. My aunt is a presidential candidate. My mother is a presidential candidate, my cousin. All these candidates, and whoever you vote for, you voted for the Guardian Council. You voted for the Islamic Republic. Don't play these dirty games with us. When you set up names in a specific common denominator, we will dismantle it. Some know, perhaps they wanted to do something in a friendly manner, because the Restart kids don't participate in any polls. A poll from the outset must have a media outlet with millions of viewers, and right now only we can conduct a poll and have millions see it. The fact that 6,000 go here and 2,000 go there, yeah, it's just us. It's just us. I said it so you'd remember. I didn't say it's just you. I said it's just us, meaning maybe I'm making a mistake too. These first 4 or 5 minutes of the program are always because of the difference of millions of listeners that Restart has over Shab Bekir Iran. In the first 4 or 5 minutes, we quickly share our political content with the Restart followers S, who are only listening to Restart. Another thing is that recently, since they can no longer form groups to oppose Restart, they now want to create a new opposition. To create a new opposition that has forces, they've made a move. I'll give a simple example. If there were to be imprisonment abroad, I would be the first in line. When they don't imprison me and they say nothing about Restart, it's because they are truly afraid of us. The poor bastards can't do anything. Wherever they touch, they are destroyed. When the name of imprisonment comes up, see if my name is up there or not. Very brief and to the point, unless they want to make a few people popular. Now it's possible that among the 2,000 they imprison, one of them might be a good person. That's none of our business. But because the rest of them aren't good and they are being promoted to form a party later on to do something, just draw a line through all of them. Don't joke with each other until we announce it here. This was a very, very important point about the new games of the last 29 years, where other groups couldn't achieve anything because they are not masters of the country's mindset, thinking, and sociology. They know I came from Iran. They know I work correctly. And they themselves are truly afraid of Restart. By God, they are afraid. They are truly terrified. They are truly scared, and don't forget this. Anyway, thanks to all the Restart kids who are continuing with strength. Whatever we pass over, the word of the beloved is sweeter. In previous programs, we talked about the realm of dominion, the realm of souls, and the realm of power. Now I want to begin a poem by Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi, which I don't know how long it will take, maybe 1 or 2 weeks, I don't know. Let's start this poem. Just remember that we explained that the realm of dominion is the realm of existence, meaning everything that God has created and that humanity now knows exists, not that it understands. It knows the universe is vast. It knows the moon exists, but it doesn't understand it. Man hasn't spent even 3 nights on the moon to understand what the weather is like, what its system is, if it has winter, summer, how the winds are. He knows nothing. He only knows. This is called the realm of dominion. In the realm of dominion, it's also called the realm of appearance, meaning it's evident, something you can see, you can talk about with your eyes. Both scientists and, I would say, some religious scholars. For example, perhaps 2 rabbis, 2 priests, 2 Zoroastrian priests. When I say 2, it's because I know it's either 1 or a maximum of 3. I'm explaining the extreme point, but generally 1 or 2 of them and a number of scientists can know this realm of dominion. Just know it, that's it. But understanding is what we want to explain today. See how difficult it is and what topics have been discussed in Sufism throughout history that perhaps I, Hosseini, haven't understood. But no one knows the realm of souls except the people of Sufism. Why? Because the name of the realm of souls is the unseen realm, that verse that the Muslims recite for themselves. They're so happy. Bravo, bravo! We ask, why are you going to heaven? O Muhammad, tell these fools who gave you the decree that you will surely enter heaven. Who told you that you will definitely be with me in the next world? Show me this decree. It's the same now. We are always reverting to the past. Unfortunately, our worst problem is that we think some stories happened in the past and are not happening now. Just as we didn't know in episode 24 of Restart, a guardian exists in every age. The Mahdi is here now, the guide is here. We didn't know this, and we still don't. We think these stories belong to the past. No, it is happening now too. Now they say, go cry for Hussein, and you'll surely go to heaven. Sir, who gave you this permit? Heaven itself belongs to the unseen realm. Hell belongs to the unseen realm. The unseen realm is the realm of souls. You can't understand the realm of dominion. You only know maybe 1/1,000,000,000,000th of it. How can you talk about the unseen realm which belongs to the people of Sufism when your own Quran says, "Alladheen hum yu'minun bil ghayb," meaning those who believe in the unseen? We ask, who told you you're going to heaven? You say, sir, we are the believers who will go to heaven because we believe in the unseen. We ask, what is unseen? There's no answer. The unseen is to be seen, not to be spoken of for you to talk about it. So the realm of souls is the unseen realm, and the realm of power is the unseen within the unseen, and they are all within each other. Look, the first realm is the mother's womb, which is inside the second realm where we now live. Meaning if you look at your mother, the baby doesn't know it's in a realm, let's say the realm of souls. I'm giving an example. Let's say the mother's womb is the realm of dominion. What is the baby's food there? Some milk, some food, that's about it. That becomes the realm of dominion, for instance. I'm giving an example. This realm we are talking about now becomes the realm of souls. The baby in the mother's womb knows nothing of the Malakut. Now, he might even be an imam in his mother's womb and think he understands a lot. His form has changed. And now think that after my death, it becomes the unseen within the unseen. For example, let's say it becomes the realm of power. A baby in its mother's womb could become a great scholar, publish 500 treatises, thinking he understands a lot. But he doesn't know that the next realm, the realm of souls, is a different realm. Why? To know this, look, you are in your mom's womb right now. You say, yes, Mr. Hosseini. Do you have a restaurant? Number. Why don't you have more than one restaurant? You like one food called the food of dirty blood. Your mother starts with dirty blood. Your mother's dirty blood is food. So you eat it. Do you eat now too? Yes, Mr. Hosseini, you eat now too. And when we die, we eat again. So the act of eating always exists. Only its form changes. In the mother's womb, you have one restaurant. That restaurant has only one table. No waiters, no girls come there. You don't dress up. You do nothing. A tube is connected to you, one pipe in, one pipe out. You eat. It goes. Who excretes this? What you eat is excreted by your mother in the next realm, in the toilet, meaning you are eating at a restaurant, it's excreted from you. Where does your waste go? It goes into your mother's realm, and your mother goes to the bathroom. This world is the same now. You eat in this world, your food goes back into the realm of dominion, that is, into this very earth. I want to explain this so we know why, because it's very important that until we understand a little bit about the realm of dominion we are in now, we can never begin to understand the realm of souls. Many of the brokers on Los Angeles television who are paid to insult the descendants of the Prophet of Islam do so because they consider themselves to be descendants of the prophets. They want to be the only descendant of the Prophet in the world. One of the points to know is that those who are insulting the descendants of the Prophet are being funded by hardline Jews, so that, you know, we don't have more than two types of descendants of the prophets in the world. One Jewish descendant of the prophets, one Muslim descendant of the prophets. And they say it's not even important whether you are a descendant of the prophet or not. Why? Because you're in the middle of hell. No? Look at Noah's son. He sat with the wicked. Look at the lineage of Noah's family. It was lost. if any descendant of the prophet was to enter paradise, it should have been Noah's son. It's not about being a descendant of the prophet, man. It's only about whose feet and hands you kiss, which beautiful one you follow in your own era. Did you recognize him? Did you find salvation? If not, then no. So the realm of dominion has laws, which are called, I don't know, the laws of thermodynamics, Pascal's law, Newton's first law, Newton's second law, the law of black holes, I don't know, dark energy, and many other things that have no connection to the realm of souls. They are of no benefit to the realm of souls. Meaning, if you are a scientist and you study the entire universe, read and read and read and know everything, you will still die. It has no benefit for you in this realm of dominion. But in this realm of dominion, there are laws that show that another realm exists. Meaning, some concepts have no meaning in the realm of dominion, like the number pi. The number pi has no end, which means a shape called a circle does not exist. This is telling you exactly, sir, open the eye of your heart to see the soul, to see the matrix. We see that a circle does not exist. We are all up in the air. The world is virtual. We are all online in another world playing a game. Do you understand, my friend? No, you didn't understand. How are games played now? 50 people sit down and enter a network. There's a game. They are all playing together. He can even put his own avatar there. It's just so realistic that you don't believe it's not you. You think you are there. We are all playing online. This one kills that one. Now look, let's suppose online, next to me, the head of Evan Prison is sitting and torturing that guy. They say, man, don't do it. Don't ruin the game. Don't mess it up. This is a game for us to get to the other side. He says, no, this is it. Then the actions you take in this game give you points. Then it says, no, let's look at your form. How many people did you kill in this game, and with what hatred did you kill them? True, it was a war in the game, but you are killing that American with hatred. You're burning his flag. Your father, they'll get you on the other side. That is in his essence. Now, why am I saying this? Because I want to explain the realm of power later. A wolf in the realm of power is a wolf. Now, when it comes to playing the game in the virtual world, it also takes the form of a wolf. Some enjoy killing. There are things in the realm of power that when they are adapted to the realm of souls and come down to the realm of dominion, everything changes. Pi. Now I want an example. This will be for after episode 100, so we can play with it. Like, what's going on? I don't want to explain more for now. Let's focus on the point. So in the realm of dominion, we have things that we don't have in the realm of souls. Like the number pi, like a circle, like for instance, we don't know if we have predestination or free will, we don't know. The square root of 2, an irrational number, has no concept in it, disregarding as much as you want. We all disregard. It's exactly like this. If I were a Sufi in the universe now, the whole universe, and then I would say planet Earth. The realm of dominion itself has layers, meaning it has 5 million layers, man. This very realm of dominion that you and I are in has hundreds of thousands, hundreds of millions of states. For example, in the realm of dominion where everything God created, like neutron stars, exists, so forget that. Your mom's womb is also in it. So one part becomes the realm of your mom's womb, another part becomes the realm of your father where you were, and the realm of your mother where you were, and these two realms came together and became a realm called you. If you look at this subject well, you'll realize the realm of dominion has thousands of states. When a baby goes into the mother's womb, it has different states. So just as the realm of dominion is inside the realm of souls is inside the realm of power. Meaning, just as your mom's womb is on planet Earth, the entire planet Earth is in the universe with its heavens and galaxies, meaning the sky you see also contains your mother's womb. Of course, someone on the other side of Andromeda, the Andromeda galaxy, doesn't see planet Earth at all, let alone Iran, let alone that village, let alone your mother in that village. I always joke, I mean, consider that God created a realm of dominion and created a realm of souls called the heavens and galaxies, and the poor guy has to constantly look at a map, you know? Because if he turns his face away, planet Earth gets lost in this map, meaning he has to put his finger on it to know, okay, Earth is here. It's that ridiculous. A ridiculous thing in the middle of billions and billions of galaxies exists, that if God just turns his face away and looks back, he won't know where Earth is. He'll lose it. Now look, on this planet Earth, a guy creates a prison and asks, what is your religion? A religion that belongs to the people of Sufism. Any son of a bitch named Hosseini comes and gives his opinion, asks people their religion, their thoughts, if they accept the Quran. Get into Jesus. If God turns his face away, by Allah, he won't find planet Earth again. You fool! It's that ridiculous in the middle of all that. He won't find where it is. And then, on planet Earth, you've created continents, drawn borders, established governments, and in that government, you throw a guy in prison, you torture him. What do you understand about Sufism? Nothing. What is your distance from a Sufi? The distance between a cleric and a Sufi is the distance between his mother's womb and the entire universe. For now, I haven't talked about the complete human because everything is within him. So you must evolve in the realm of dominion by necessity. What does that mean? You must be in your father's lineage, in your mother's lineage. You enter, the seed is formed in the womb of your complete human, which is only him. No cleric teaches you in your mother's womb. Does a cleric teach in your mother's womb? Does the Friday prayer leader speak? Is there a television for you? Can anyone guide you? Is there a being there that gives you a treatise to read? So how do you carry out your evolutionary process of understanding? Through a beautiful one called the complete human, whom you will realize after you die is the only beautiful one. There is no other beautiful one called your complete human. No other beautiful one exists in the universe. It is only him, and you are only in his womb. We will understand this later to see what it is. Okay, so this evolution has occurred. After you become a zygote, what do you become? Then you must remain in a realm for 9 months. Then you are born. And because your body is in the realm of dominion, if your mother drinks too much alcohol, one of your legs might become disabled. This disability that arises for your generation might not be your mother's or father's fault. 7 generations before you, someone in Kerman struck and killed a Sufi, and now his child is born this way. Your DNA, your lineage must pay this price. Why? Because we are from on high, and to on high we go. Hosseini's lineage is the same, meaning whatever wrongs my past generations have committed are now visible in my face. Now, because Noah's son, who was a descendant of the Prophet, a great descendant of the Prophet, the community of descendants of the Prophet ended up in hell. Noah's son, the son of a descendant of the Prophet. The Jews also say, we are the children of Israel, meaning we are descendants of the Prophet. Disregard it. If we are to do so, it's exactly like me being the king of the entire universe and then saying, Your Majesty, America and Italy are at war. 100 people, as and I say, let's disregard it. Right now, planet Earth is a disregardable entity in the universe. You, who take the number pi and say disregard the rest, assume a circle exists, should know that planet Earth in the universe is a disregardable entity. If we are to disregard anything, we should first disregard planet Earth. Forget about it. That's why, in statistical thermodynamics, knowledgeable physicists, knowledgeable mathematicians, and scientists have learned from the people of Sufism and say, yes, we don't have a circle, but we assume we do. This is the polite way of putting it. It means we don't understand what Sufism says, but we assume it exists. So we conclude that when we die and go to the next world, another square root of 2 exists there. I didn't want to tell you this yet. Meaning, the circle finds meaning in the next world, which is the unseen world of souls, but in the realm of power, this same thing falls apart again. They are within each other, but not together. They are inside each other, but not inside each other. This cannot be understood. It's difficult. Let's start with the poem from Rumi and see how far we can go. We are from on high, and to on high we go. We are from the sea, and to the sea we go. Okay, what does we are from on high, and to on high we go mean? This sentence is the most comedic thing. If you're like Hosseini, it's a comedy. If you're a Sufi or from the people of Sufism, you understand what we are from on high means. Right now, all the people on earth think God is up above. Mr. Hosseini, excuse me, where did Gabriel come from in the cave of Hira? This is a very important question. Look, he is revealing a secret that you and I don't understand. Look, Muhammad went into the cave of Hira. Something came. Did it come from above, from below, from the left, from the right? Where did it come from? Where did it come from? Why does Maulana say, we are from on high, and to on high we go, we are from the sea, and to the sea we go? What does this even mean? You just read it and move on. During the time of Reza Shah, we had 500 poets. One of them is famous. Any poet who was a Sufi secretly or liked a Sufi, like even Iraj Mirza, because he liked a Sufi. Look, he wasn't even a Sufi himself. His name endured. Malek Osho Araye Bahar says, my only prophet is Sadi. Anyone who doesn't accept Sadi as a prophet has mental and psychological problems. His name endured as Malek Osho Araye Bahar. The rest, we had 500 poets from the left wing, the right wing. Why did we have so many poets? Where are their names? They don't exist in history. Anyone whose name has survived in history was either a person of Sufism or a sworn enemy of Sufism, like Aristotle, the first teacher. The second teacher, Al-Farabi, he was even worse. The third teacher, they say, is Avicenna. Although Avicenna eventually turned to Sufism, we don't have a third teacher yet. You know that the greatest enemies in history were these very people. They publish books to understand who Mullah Sadra is, who these people are at all. What is all this? Sufism. Do you understand? These people, in the realm of dominion, are among those two individuals I mentioned. Meaning Mullah Sadra is really one of the two people who understood the people of Sufism during that era. Avicenna didn't understand before, but when you read his last two books, you see he understood. It's all about Sufism and the spiritual path. He basically says, everything we've read, what are we? I haven't understood anything at all. Well, Avicenna says it in his book. Read the book, you'll understand. Yes, there are two people who know the realm of dominion. Mullah Sadra, I don't know, descendants of the Prophet Razi, so-and-so. They know it, my friend. They don't understand it. They understand nothing about Sufism. Now, we are from on high, and to on high we go. Where are we going? Let me review, if there's a chance, let me review the story of Mr. Moses. Let's tell the story from the beginning again to see what we've understood about Moses. Moses was initially a prophet. When did he become a prophet, Mr. Hosseini? It was when two girls came to him and said, the story is very beautiful and short. Two girls told him, our father is a beautiful one of the righteous. He said, do we have beautiful people? They told him, the beautiful father is over there. Before that, it says Moses started crying when he fled from Pharaoh. He wanted to seek asylum, political asylum. Everyone was under Pharaoh's dominion. Where could he seek asylum? Pharaoh was so powerful that he would make a call and they would move. He'd send a horse, as you'd say, tell them to hand over Moses, and they would. 300 of his military commanders went and brought him. Remember Saddam? His cousin went and was killed. Is this a joke? Pharaoh was in a league of his own. He didn't know where to seek asylum. Oh God, what should I do? He had also killed a man. Pharaoh's men were after him. He cried, can you teach us restart? Can we broadcast restart? Can you save us? In the midst of his tears, he reached a place where he drank water, and some girls were drawing water. They said, "It came to our hearts to tell you that our father is a beautiful one." "What is a beautiful father?" he asked. They said, "Don't you know?" He said, "What kind of beautiful father is this with Pharaoh committing all this oppression and tyranny, and he does nothing?" He went, got married, and learned shepherding. This itself has so many interpretations. This is all a story. The subject is something else. After he did this, he went to Mount Tur. His wife is pregnant, Shu'aib, the complete human of the era. No one even knows him. Everyone is looking for the Mahdi. Everyone is waiting for a dove to come from, a girl to come. Shu'aib is in the middle of it all. No one knows. 50 people, 200 people, 500 people know the matter. Everyone was saying, the Messiah is coming. Everyone was shouting, Messiah, Messiah. Now they say, the Mahdi is coming. It's a comedy now, no. Back then they said, the Messiah is coming. Shu'aib was in the midst of it. Then he goes and marries Shu'aib's daughter. He becomes a shepherd, does those tasks. Then at some point he is told, go. He says, why? My wife is pregnant. He's told, go, go, I have no work for you. Where does he end up? Mount Tur there, a fire tells him, I am your God. Moses jumps. First he runs away, then he comes back. There Moses reached the level of a prophet. His evolution, his journey is that of a Nabi. Do you know what a Nabi is? It means he brought news. He came and announced, oh people, I have news that a God exists. He told me this, Moses was not a messenger. I want to say this so that you, who have become a Restart follower, can go and enjoy it, go and understand what realm you are in. Moses, when he was on Mount Tur and was told, I am your God, it means he saw, meaning the eye of his heart was opened. This is just the beginning. He is still a Nabi. He does not have the right to make someone a Restart follower. He does not have the power to make people Restart followers. It takes time. After a while, he becomes a messenger. What does that mean? They send him. They say, oh Moses, come take this staff and go to Pharaoh. Tell him, why do we have so many political prisoners? Go and say, if you hand over the country, you hand it over. If you don't hand over the country, we will change the regime. The command was given to Moses with the staff. He went. Here he became a Rasul. Firstly, when he threw the staff, he himself ran away again. Then the complete human told him, sir, where are you running? Go back, grab it again, and it will become a staff. Here he became a Rasul. Can he still raise Restart followers? Number. Meaning he has seen the staff, seen the world, seen the cosmos. He went straight to Pharaoh and said, hand over the regime. He has been trained. Cling to Restart and do not be divided. Listen, here he was a messenger. He was sent. He still can't. It's the same with Muhammad. There's a point where Muhammad ibn Abdullah, it's written in your own Quran. Yes, it's written. It says the people are happy. They say, we have all become Restart followers. Yes, we have recognized Muhammad. A command comes only. Oh, Muhammad, tell them that you are Muslims, you are not believers, you are not Restart followers. He asked, why? He was told, because you still can't make anyone Restart followers. You must go into the realm of power. You are not yet in the realm of power. Muhammad, you have only just entered the realm of dominion. You've seen a bit of the realm of souls. You saw the staff and you saw Gabriel twice and you saw a bit of the realm of souls. You are good at these things. Very good, beautiful one. You have not yet entered the realm of power. He asked, where is the power? He was told, you don't know. Only then can you go and guide. Similarly, the Muslims say he gathered them under a tree and from that day on told them, from today you are believers. He had not yet become a complete human. It was the same for Moses with Pharaoh. He goes there, does his tasks, then saves the people. Anyway, we're not concerned with that. The subject is this. Moses reaches a point where he turns to God and says, well, thank God, everything has worked out. These people have been guided. They are all going to heaven. He was relieved. 588,000 people. He saved the children of Israel. Don't look at that sea parting. 400 people, you know, with their goats. 600,000 children of Israel were saved. That's a high number. It's like in today's terms, you should think he saved, for example, 1 billion people. Think of it as saving all of China. He came and said, thank God. Thanks, God. He was grateful. God, thank you for sending me. These people have been saved. They are all heavenly. God said, they are not all heavenly. He asked, what do you mean? God said, you have not yet entered the realm of power. The man said, is there someone higher than me? God said, let me get back to the story so we know. God said, go to Khidr, see him. He said, he is one of the Sufis of the beautiful father. He went to him, and it was there he learned the way. He entered a new realm and later became a complete human. If the Jews knew what greatness Moses possesses, by Allah, they wouldn't sleep until morning. They don't even know who he is. Moses, Moses, street by street, meaning imagine he walked from America to Tehran in Sufism. It is there that this evolution happens, meaning Moses' evolution reaches a degree where he arrives at this conclusion, there in his own realms. Now Moses understands this sentence at a time when he has become a messenger. He knows, he enters the realm of, what do you understand? By God, if Hosseini understands anything. And then you read 4 books and publish 2 treatises and they tell you, sir, sit down and don't speak. Shut up. Don't speak so that the Spirit may speak for you. Then you come and curse, you come and shout, you come and yell, then you leave no other way for him. He is forced to speak from the unseen realm, meaning the realm of souls, and say, good boy, you are not to blame. That tree and the camel and your mother are to blame. Why? Because your entire DNA, he knows it completely. He himself gave it to you, and you know nothing. I entrust you to that beautiful one who returned from a realm that you and I still know nothing about. I entrust you to the beautiful one who gave the opportunity for this generation, meaning this era of you and me, to at least be able to become restart followers and say, we are also restart followers. This is an honor that was given to you and me. This is a grace that has been bestowed upon you and me, dear compatriot. Otherwise, we would still be waiting for a dove to come from above, for a girl to appear, and we would have died this way. But let me tell you an important secret at the end of the program, until the next one. The important secret is that if you find salvation, you can definitely save your parents. And if you do not become a restart follower, your parents who have passed away are also up in the air. Hurry up, compatriot, become a restart follower. Farewell.